Welcome to 7 Second Delay, the radio stunt program that time forgot. I'm Little Kenny Friedman. I'm here with the host of the program, Andy Breckman.
Hey, it's been a while, right, Kenny?
Yeah, welcome back.
How many weeks has it been?
I think two or three.
That's exactly what it feels like.
Yeah.
Exactly. Two or three weeks.
You have a good vacation?
Yeah, how was yours?
It was a monster vacation. You were at Nantucket?
What do you care?
I care. I care.
If I believed you cared, I'd tell you all about Nantucket. I just don't believe you care. Have you ever been to Nantucket?
No, I've always wanted to go.
I'm not going to spoil it for you. I'm not going to talk about it. I respect you too much. I don't want to ruin it for you.
Did you write any limericks while you were there?
No, but I actually met the man from Nantucket.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I've heard he's extraordinarily endowed.
Yeah. He has a package so big. Is your finger on that red button?
It's on there. I got my finger on the button.
That's the limerick button.
Yeah.
No, he's a nice guy. Hell of a guy.
Good, good.
He was charging $30 to take a picture with him.
That seems pretty cheap.
Yeah. Take a photo with the man from Nantucket.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. So that guy got lucky twice.
Why?
Well, he got lucky with what God endowed him with, and then he got lucky. He was made famous. It's kind of like the girl from Ipanema. Just kind of stumbled into her fame.
Okay. He got famous for being well endowed, and then he got famous
from the limerick.
Famous from the limerick, and now he's famous for being able to take pictures. So I guess that's a result of the fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the limerick equivalent of the girl from Ipanema. And we talked about that for a while. How we laughed.
What's his name, the man from Nantucket?
Craig. Craig Corcoran.
Craig Corcoran.
Yeah.
Craig Corcoran.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a very waspy name. It makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense that he would be the man from Nantucket.
Makes a good living because there was a line of people.
I bet.
Wanting to meet him.
Yeah. So we have a topic for tonight's show. You claim...
And for $40...
Yeah.
He'd do it.
He'd do what?
Well, if you knew the limerick.
Oh, okay. He'd do the limerick.
He would illustrate the limerick.
God, thank you for not spelling that out.
Those are great pictures. Man, they were funny.
Was there also like a wooden cardboard cutout thing of him so you could put your own face on the man from Nantucket?
Yeah, from Nantucket. What did you do?
Last
with all your weeks off.
Last week I was on a working vacation.
Yeah.
That was very funny what you did with the transmitter site.
Sabotaging them?
Sabotaging it 4 times.
Yeah.
I had to go up
to knew you'd get it. A lot of guys wouldn't get it.
No, I got it. It was hilarious.
A lot of guys don't get my humor.
Yeah.
Did you go off the air?
We went off the air many times.
You're welcome, America.
Well, we're on the air now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, geez, I forgot to set up the playlist. Oh well, it'll get set up automatically.
And then, do we have one of those pages where people can write comments? Those comments.
Yes,
boards?
We do. We got.
Hey,
one.
We're back in our studio. We're back in our old haunts.
That's
back in
right.
the saddle.
How do you like it?
Is this like twice as big as it used to be?
No, it's the same size that it used to be. Exact same size.
I remember it differently.
Yeah, well, it had different colors, different lighting.
What's not on the walls that used to be on the wall?
All sorts of stuff. All sorts of stuff.
You repainted it?
Yep. Andy the painter repainted it.
Did we do the Nantucket runner?
We did.
How'd that go?
It went pretty good. I think we could tighten it up a bit. You want to try it again?
Well, we'll work on it all week.
Okay.
Hey, we should do a live show.
Yeah.
We should do something. Don't we have a big anniversary coming up?
Yeah, next year. But I was hoping that we could do a comedy show from Monty Hall on Mischief Night. We're on the air on Mischief Night, I think.
That's a Wednesday night?
October 30th, yeah.
That's before Halloween?
Yep, night before Halloween.
Hey, did you ever get a permit to do bingo?
No, we gave up on that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have a list of all the things you've given up on in your life? I guess you need a bigger hard drive.
No, I rememberize it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use it to torture myself.
So bingo's one of them?
Well, we tried really hard. We couldn't. You don't want me to bore you with the details. We gave up for good reason. It was impossible to get it.
Okay. Yeah. So what could we do Mischief Night?
We could maybe do another listener talent show, or stand-up comedy show.
If I supplied the toilet paper, could we TP the retirement home across the street?
Oh.
Just throw toilet paper all over their windowsills and trees?
No. I'd prefer not to do that.
They're old. There's nothing they could do.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if they tried.
Why don't you just do that on your own, in your own spare time?
What could we do on Mischief Night?
We could do a live show. And then.
Okay. Yeah. Well, sure, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, Kenny. Whatever makes you happy, son.
You can give out shaving cream and toilet paper.
Yeah.
At the show.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, no problem. Why don't we all go to your house and toilet paper and shaving cream?
The neighbors?
Shaving cream, your place in Madison.
Maybe.
Would that
hey,
be
speaking
okay?
of my house, it's funny you mentioned that. A perfect segue. Well done.
Yeah.
We're going to have a contest tonight. I'm going to offer my house to the winning, to anyone that can win the prize. That's
your,
the prize.
Your house? For.
My house in Madison.
Your house in Madison.
Six-bedroom house. A lot of shows, you do a show, you know what they give as prizes? T-shirts. Or they give free tickets to some band, right? Granddad's Erection, whatever the name of the some bad punk band.
Granddad's Erection?
Whatever. Who knows what the name of your little bands that you play here. I'm just making names.
I wonder if there is a band called Granddad's Erection.
How could there not be? How could they not be in heavy rotation here at WFMU? Imagine a band so obscure and so untalented that they're not on WFMU. Try to imagine that.
Well, how many bathrooms does your house have?
You said my house has five bathrooms.
So six bedrooms, five bathrooms.
Look, full disclosure, you know, the house is a little drafty. They probably could use new storm windows. Occasionally, after a heavy snowstorm, there's a little water in the basement.
Uh-huh. But it's probably worth millions, your house.
I don't know. I don't know what it's worth. Wait, are you having trouble with your little wires?
I am.
Are we on the air?
We are on the air. Cannot type.
Oh, no, that's not good because our show tonight requires
typing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you typing a minute ago?
Don't think so.
Oh, well, we need typing, buddy.
Able to use the mouse, just cannot type.
How about, are all the letters out of commission?
Yeah.
Q? Out of commission?
Appears to be.
H?
Yes, H also out of
commission.
K? All of them.
K?
Yeah, all
K?
Of them. K out of commission.
W?
They're all out of commission.
I asked you about Q.
Yeah, I tested Q.
Well, we can't do our show, buddy.
Why?
Because you have to bring up songs.
Oh.
You have to play lots of songs.
That's right.
That's the whole point of the show.
Oy, oy, oy. Hang on a second.
What did you try cursing at
what
it?
What the hell does that mean? No. Damn it.
Thanks, Ken.
Yeah.
Has anyone used a keyboard all day?
No, we have been broadcasting from a different studio.
But I thought you did a couple shows from here.
We did yesterday and Monday we did.
And they didn't use the keyboard?
No, they must have. They did use the keyboard.
So make it work.
I'm trying.
Jiggle the wires.
Reboot it. I'm getting this weird little error message.
All right.
Come on, you riff.
Listen, don't be mad. Can I go home?
No.
Okay, don't be mad. Can I make a call?
No.
What the hell do we do?
Can ask somebody to bring me another keyboard.
Like who?
Yeah, like little Matty Warwick or Scott Williams.
Hey, Nick, you got to run upstairs. Nick.
Or Nick, grab me the keyboard.
Nick, grab me the keyboard from in there.
Oh, wait, something just happened.
Wait, something just happened.
Nope, nothing good.
Wait, no, nothing good.
Nothing good.
Nick, grab that keyboard from in there. Fine. I'm not even going to announce what the contest is.
No, you have to.
No, because it might not. We might not be able to pull this off. Now, there's no reason to say geez Louise.
No, it's a serious...
We're not there yet.
Yeah, we are there.
Wait, can Nick... Is Nick not listening to our show? Is he listening to, like, another show?
I don't know. Let me check something else now.
Nick, find the keyboard, the other keyboard. Is Scott listening to our show?
This is great radio.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
You want to do our Plan B show?
What was that?
You can read us the letter that the New York Times refused to print.
Oh, nobody's got that letter.
Or not? Maybe not just the New York Times. Read us the letter that the editor of that publication you sent it to refused to print. Everybody wants to read their letter.
Okay, fine. We'll do it.
That's what we're going to do?
Yeah.
Because we don't have the keyboard?
Because I can't get this keyboard working.
All right, I'm going to say geez Louise.
Jeez Louise.
Have you tried staring at the keyboard in disgust?
Oh, man. Now I'm...
Now the mouse doesn't work?
No, the mouse doesn't work either. Okay.
Maybe this isn't really happening.
No, it's happening.
No, maybe it's a bad dream.
Oh, no, it's real.
Wait, why don't we give out our phone number, and if people call, we know we're not dreaming it.
Yeah, give us a call. Yeah, there we go.
201-209-9368. It's our old number, 201-209-9368. Hey, just tell us if we're dreaming this or not.
Hi, are we dreaming? You're on the air.
Hey, Ken. Hey, Andy. Hey, I could do IT work. You also having issues with that keyboard?
Yeah. Come on down quick.
You're going to troubleshoot it over the phone?
It'll be tough. I'm a few states away.
Yeah, we're going through a KVM switch. No error message. I was getting a weird error message, a little 9 with a lock symbol on this Dell keyboard, but now it's gone away.
And you're on a KVM.
Yeah,
okay. Have you switched monitors and then went back one terminal back to this terminal?
I did do that. Yeah, didn't work.
And same error?
No, the error went away. I started hitting number lock and everything I could possibly think of.
Does number lock respond?
Nope, number lock doesn't
respond. Why is Nick not bringing us the other keyboard?
Yeah, we need another keyboard. Nick,
all right, should I actually get up off my seat?
Yeah.
All right.
Andy, go make yourself useful.
I know, but seriously, and I know we joke around a lot, but seriously, don't let anyone else sit here.
I won't.
I'm gone.
No, I
won't. No, seriously, you got to save my seat.
Well, I could go get it. Will you talk to this guy?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll go get it. I'll be fine. You don't think I can handle a show without you?
Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah. Okay, Andy Radio. Let's talk on the radio now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the radio show. Welcome to the radio show. Say your name. Say your name now.
This is Zachary.
Say your name now again.
Zachary.
Okay. Thank you, Zachary. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And now we're on the radio show. Where's Ken? Ken was here. Now Ken has gone away.
Yeah, you gotta get back to the
screen. I'm all on my own now. Ken did not think I could do my own show on my own. Oh, here comes Ken. Hey, Ken. Oh, Ken, we were fine. Hey, Ken, everything's good. Cool.
I heard the whole thing. That was not fine. That was horrible.
No. It was cool.
No, that was terrible.
I did a little. I did a little monologue.
Hello,
There you go.
And some chocolate.
Exactly. Okay. And now wait, here's Scott. Scott's pointing.
Yes!
Okay, we can do it?
I can type.
Okay. So we should thank our guest.
Yes. Who are you talking to here?
I think I'm talking to my callers.
Thank you for double the recess.
Oh, thank you for Double Dip Recess. That's the kids' show on Saturday morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Tortoise. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Tortoise.
Okay, so now we can resume?
Yes.
Crisis narrowly averted.
Crisis averted. It was just a bad keyboard.
Hey, I like the new keyboard.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the contest. I happen to know you're into music. You enjoy music.
Love
you enjoy
music.
That pop, those sounds, the new sounds.
Love music. Love it.
The rock and the pop?
Yep.
Do you happen to know, you know a lot about music, you know a lot of songs?
I do.
You've heard a lot of songs?
I have.
Do you happen to know the pop song, the popular music song with the worst lyrics of all time?
Well, that's subjective.
No, it's not subjective. You'd think it was. I know objectively the worst lyrics of all time. What song has the stupidest, most inane lyrics? Lyrics so bad, it hurts. Your head hurts. Your brain hurts. Absorbing them, listening to them. You're stupider for having heard them, as they said in Billy Madison.
Oh, I know the song.
If anyone can tell me that song, if anyone can guess the name of that song, the rock or pop song with the worst lyrics of all time, you will win not $20, not a T-shirt, not a coffee mug. You know what you're going to win?
What?
My house. Beautiful house.
Your $5 million house?
I'm putting up my house.
Six bedrooms and five bathrooms?
It's not $5 million, but it's a nice house.
Well, it's probably $3 million.
I wish, but yeah. It doesn't matter.
Here's the
You're not gonna turn. This is your nomination. This is your.
Yeah, this is it.
Captain Jack.
Captain Jack by Billy Joel.
My girlfriend's out. She's on a date. My sister's out. She's on a date. I sit at home and masturbate.
Yeah. So
you
stand on the corner
in your new English clothes. You have no idea. You think that's the worst song ever written?
It's up there.
You think those are the worst lyrics?
Some of them.
The song I have in mind makes Captain Jack by Billy Joel seem like a sonnet by Keats.
Did Keats write good sonnets? I'm unfamiliar with his sonnets. I'm more familiar with Keats's limericks.
Okay, fine. I'll recite you a sonnet by Keats.
Yeah, read me a sonnet by Keats.
When I have fears that I may cease to be before my brain, before my pen has gleaned my teeming brain.
Yeah. And when does he get to Nantucket? Where does Nantucket come in?
Oh, man, if Keats had visited Nantucket, oh, my God, the masterpiece that would have been. If Keats had met my friend, my new friend, Craig Corcoran, you know him as the man from Nantucket.
Yes.
All right. So all right. You're wrong, Ken. You don't get my house.
Okay. Well, listeners can call us up at 201-209-9368 and guess what the song with the worst lyrics is. If you guess right, you win Andy Breckman Man's house. It's got to be worth at least $3 million.
It's not worth $3 million, but it's a nice house. It's nicer than where you're living now. I'll say that to
and
almost
the house in the house contains the masturbatorium.
If you can find
that,
it.
That comes with the house.
Yeah, if you can find it, it's behind a hidden panel. I'm not going to tell you where it is.
I'll tell them where the hidden panel is. And how many acres of land in that huge backyard of yours?
We do have a nice size backyard.
It's about 5 acres or
it's
something?
It's an acre up there.
Okay,
so
well,
we're looking for the worst lyrics ever recorded.
We have people who would like to take a guess. Hi there, you're on the air.
Hi, Ken, Mandy, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Oh, thanks. That means the world to us. Welcome.
Thank you. This is Kathleen from Chicago.
Hi, Kathleen.
My guess for the big prize is American Pie.
American Pie is a good guess. I have a personal relationship with that song.
Right, you wrote the Chevy. You wrote the
strong contender on other grounds.
I actually did a little work on American Pie. I knew Don McLean when he was living in upstate New York, and
you co-wrote the song, if I remember.
I didn't. Well, I can't. I don't know if you could say I co-wrote the song, but let's just say there wouldn't have been a Chevy anywhere near the levee if it wasn't for me. I was there. I was happy to help. I was in the room. He was stuck. He hit a wall. And I was there for my friend Don McLean. But that is not the worst song ever recorded.
Okay.
The worst lyrics ever recorded. We're at 201-209-9368. I'm putting up my house. My house is on the block.
Thank you, Kat.
I'm walking the walk. I'm putting it up. I'm putting it all on the line.
Hi, you're on the air.
Is it me?
Yeah, it's you.
Wow, it's me. I can't believe I got through.
Yeah, I'll tell you why that's funny. No one else is calling. Hey, Nick, can you close that door, Nick? Thanks, man. Hey, what do you think is the worst song ever recorded, lyric-wise?
Is it MacArthur Park?
I have, yeah, I took your keyboard.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, so you can take this one.
Right.
Okay.
You don't need a keyboard.
Yeah, just send him through, Nick. MacArthur Park, Jimmy Webb. I got to say, I'm a fan of MacArthur Park. At MacArthur Park, you guys don't even understand what a bad lyric is until you've heard the song that I'm going to suggest to you later.
Is it Railroad Bill?
It is not.
Why are you laughing at Railroad Bill?
Because I wrote a song called Railroad Bill.
It's a great song.
It's the song that I believe made me the household name I am today.
Yes.
It is not Railroad
Bill. It's your American Pie.
It is my American Pie. Maybe you've heard Livingston Taylor's version, cover version.
Did he do a cover version?
Sure.
No. Really?
Yeah. Okay. You can bring it up now if you want.
Yeah?
No, Railroad Bill's been covered by four or five guys. I used to get...
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, I used to get albums and the CDs in the mail.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what's the... Why is that so hard to believe?
Because it's just so you. It's hard to...
I know.
Well, Ramblin' Jack Elliott did it.
Well, that's an old standard.
Bob Dylan did it.
No. No, dear God. No, there's an old standard. Traditional song with the same name.
Yeah, I see.
I guess when you type in Railroad Bill, that's all you're going to get.
Yeah, Etta Baker's Railroad Bill.
I don't know. Wait, let me see. Some of these mine?
No, none of them are yours.
Wait, I'm telling you, they're like I have like five or six versions.
Andrew Bird.
Wait, maybe Andrew Bird. No, wait, hold on.
No, it doesn't look like it.
I like the old keyboard better.
Yeah, exactly. The old keyboard was better.
That was funnier.
Yeah.
But it's not either of those songs, but thanks for playing.
All right, we're trying to give away Andy Breckman's house.
So far, my house is looks like it's pretty secure.
To win it, you have to guess the song with the worst lyrics. Apparently, it's...
What do you mean, apparently? Believe me, when I reveal the name of this song...
I think it's subjective.
You will... No, Ken, you will not argue with me. You will say, Andy, I owe you an apology. There is no song worse.
How about, is it Manic Monday?
It is not Manic Monday. Is Manic Monday by Prince?
Yeah. Not his greatest lyric writing moment.
You don't even know what a bad song is. How can you be the station manager of WFMU and not know what a bad song is?
You
have bad songs coming out your butt.
I wish it was Sunday.
You're drowning in bad songs here.
Because
there's a whole record library filled with bad songs.
That's my fun day.
Yeah, those are lyrics from Manic Monday.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Love your show.
Thanks. That means the world to us, doesn't it, Kenny?
It does. What's your name?
My name's Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hey, Christina, do you know the worst song ever written as far as lyrics goes?
I definitely know the worst song that's ever been written. I don't know if it's the same song as you, but there's this really horrible country song called Red Necker from Harding.
Red Necker? Spell Necker. Like Necker, like the part of your body?
Yeah.
Like, oh, Rednecker. Like, oh, I see. Rednecker.
Rednecker, yeah.
Oh, I see. Like you're a redneck, but it's Rednecker.
Yeah, the whole song is about how this guy's trying to convince you about how he's more of a redneck.
Well, that sounds so like good. It could be kind of witty. I mean,
this is it. I got a little more spit in my jaw. And my truck's louder than your truck. And my collar's a little more blue. Is that it, Andy?
My collar's a little more blue.
Yeah. My truck's bigger than your truck.
No, there's a little
wind. I think this might be it. I think she might have won your house.
I'm not saying it's a masterpiece, but it is far from the worst song ever.
When are you going to send Christina the deed to your house?
Christina, when you hear the worst song ever written, you will call me back and apologize. You will say, Andy, you'll say, Andy, this is Christina. And I'm sorry to have wasted your time by suggesting any other song but the one that you have just named. And I will accept your apology. You will see. My song is objectively, clearly, manifestly the worst song ever written.
Oh, my God.
You'll hear it at 5 minutes to seven.
Well, thanks, Christina.
Thanks.
I'm going to check out Rednecker by Hardy.
We're at 201-209-9368.
Sounds like my kind of song. Bye, Christina. So, Andy, if somebody comes close, will you give them that little building by your pool?
The little pool house?
The pool house, yes. You have an outbuilding.
I would deed to some stranger the pool. No, how do you get close? You either get it or you don't. How do you get close?
What if they guess a song by the same artist?
That's insane. That's worlds away. That's like saying, what if they guess a song that uses the same language? What if they guess a song on the same label? Yeah, it means nothing.
What if they guess a song that has the same lyrics?
Well,
but it's a different song.
Well, how could that be? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make it even more interesting.
Okay.
I already have my house on the block, don't I?
Yes, you do.
I'm going to throw in my wife.
Well, you can't. Nobody owns a person. You can own a house, but you can't own a person.
I think Beth would go along with this.
No.
You can win my house and my wife.
Now you're just making stuff up. Now you're just pulling.
She's a fine wife, 51 years old. She's a foodie, loves to cook.
But nobody can own her. You don't own her.
Wait, say it again?
You do not own your wife.
Okay, well, we'll talk after the show.
Yeah, okay, great. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hi, thanks for calling.
I'm crazy like a fool. Come on, daddy, cool.
That sounds daddy, pretty awful.
Daddy, cool.
What is that song?
It's like Daddy, Daddy Cool.
Is it called Daddy Cool?
What's the name
Crazy
of it?
Crazy like a fool.
Rob, we're here.
Come on, Daddy, be cool.
I think what Ken is asking is, what is the name
of the song? What is the name of the song?
I think it's called Daddy Cool.
By Boney M?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear a little bit of it.
Is this it? Are you hearing that?
She's crazy like a fool.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Is that it, Andy? Is this the worst song, the worst lyrics ever?
No.
Is it close?
No, this song sounds a little tongue-in-cheeky, a little campy, a little fun.
That's not it. Oh, well.
Is it the Hokey Pokey?
The Hokey Pokey, where you put your left foot in, you put your left foot out?
Yeah, that Hokey Pokey. Not the other Hokey Pokey.
The song I'm thinking of in a million years is worse. Is so much worse.
Hey, everybody. Are you
worse than the Hokey Pokey? You put your
left hand in. Don't believe it.
Well, no, Hokey Pokey has some built-in drama and suspense.
Does it?
Yeah, what's going to happen when you put your whole body in?
Then you turn your whole body around.
Well, you don't know that until the last verse. It kind of builds slowly. First the left hand, then the right hand. You're shaking it all about.
Wow, you've really made
it's
me.
It's not Happy Birthday, is it?
Happy Birthday is almost
it's
a
not.
Happy Birthday is almost a perfect song. How can you improve on Happy Birthday?
Well, thank you, caller. I'm sorry you didn't win Andy's house, but try again later.
You know what song is in the running? Although it's not the worst song ever written, is Paul McCartney's Birthday from the White Album. That's a very weird birthday song.
Well, it's just a riff. It's just
because you're saying happy birthday, and then he goes on to say, it's my birthday too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
He steals the. He can't let you have the spotlight.
Not a great song.
Yeah.
It's just a guitar riff.
It's like for Here's a Jolly Good Fellow. Hey, wait. I'm a jolly good fellow too.
Well, a lot of people do think that the White Album should have been just one album. So is that one? That's one of the songs you would have taken off?
No, it's pretty great.
Birthday?
It's pretty great.
It's a great riff.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air. Would you like to win Andy Breckman's house in Madison, New Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay, take your shot. Take your best shot.
Okay. Meatloaf, Paradise by the Dash Lord Light.
Is that it, Andy?
No, Paradise by the Dash Lord Light is a whole mini drama. It's a whole little set piece.
Yeah, but it's obviously the worst song ever. Because every time it comes on the radio, you know, you got 20 minutes before something else comes on.
Yeah, it's a little over the top, I guess.
Yeah, it's almost like a novelty song.
Well, sure, you got Phil Rizzuto in the middle there, right?
Yeah.
It's a little rock opera, a little mini. It's a suite of songs.
So you're saying he's wrong.
No, it's a good guess, legitimate guess. I thank you for your guess. I thank you for your call. We're at 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air. Would you like to guess the song with the worst lyrics of all time? You could win Andy Breckman's house.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I think it's My Ding-a-Ling.
Oh, Chuck Berry's
My Ding-a-Ling. Well, that's definitely the worst Chuck Berry song.
Well, you know why that's not the worst song ever written?
Why?
Because he himself, Chuck Berry himself, knew he was having fun. He like it was a song written as a joke.
Right. Okay. Well, Soul is a contender for a winner, I think.
It is hard to listen to. I'm not, there's no argument there.
Yeah, what a shame that that was his biggest hit, too. What
hey,
a shame.
Hey, we all remember it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I can't hear My Ding-a-Ling without thinking of my friend, the man from Nantucket. It sure brings back memories from my vacation.
Craig Corcoran.
Craig Corcoran. Yeah. Oh, I should have paid the extra $10 to have the super selfie, the deluxe selfie.
Yeah.
Where Craig Corcoran does it. 201-209-9368. He does his little party trick.
I got to say, My Ding-a-Ling is almost as annoying as the Cars for Kids jingle. It's really awful. Yeah. Well, good suggestion. I'm sorry you didn't win Andy Breckman's house.
It's a crowd pleaser, though.
Oh, well, thanks.
Thanks.
So if
the house is safe so far.
If somebody does win your house.
Yeah, give me 2 months to move out. I need 8 weeks.
Okay, 8 weeks.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough. Are you going to remove any essential parts of the house?
Well, we will talk about furniture. You might want to buy some furniture from me. The house itself is yours.
Yeah, including the building by the pool.
The little pool house.
Yeah, the pool house, which has a second floor on it, I should say.
And whatever's buried under the pool house, it's your responsibility.
Oh, what's buried under the pool?
No, I'm just saying that. That's all I'm going to say.
That's
all I'm saying.
Okay, fine.
I'm a man of mystery, Ken. 201-209-9368.
Well, it sounds like somebody's playing a guitar. Sounds like somebody's going to
do a live version. Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Are you going to play us the song with the worst lyrics?
Oh, hey, I didn't know I was on the air.
Oh, here you are. You're on the air now.
It's Andy.
Hi, Andy.
I would have to say it's Photograph by Nickelback.
Photograph by Nickelback. That's not Ringo Starr's Photograph, though, right?
Oh, no. That would not be true.
Do you know this song, Kenny?
I don't.
And my name is Andy, too.
Fantastic.
Hi, Andy.
What are the odds of that? Hey, now what lyric from Photograph sticks in your mind, Andy, as being just awful?
Oh, just the first one. Look at that photograph. Look at this photograph.
Oh. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. This is bad. This is bad.
Hey, congratulations. You've won Andy Breckman's
house. No, I'm saying it's bad, but it ain't the worst. It's far from the worst.
That's not it.
I would say
Try
listening to it twice. Generally speaking, I would say as a group, I would say Chicago had the worst lyrics. And America also had some terrible lyrics.
Yeah, Horse with No Name.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But the song I'm thinking of is worse by far than any of those.
Give me one more try. How about that?
Okay. One more try. Take your shot.
Can I play this one, though?
Sure.
Okay.
Smells like Teen Spirit. Nope, that's not it. That's a great song.
I tried.
Oh, well, whatever, never mind. The brilliant lyrics. Those are great. Captures a whole moment in time.
I've never heard it. Now you've just spoiled it for me. I've been saving that album.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been waiting to hear it for the first time.
Huh.
Waiting to hear it fresh.
You've never heard that album?
And now it's been ruined. Thank you, Ken.
I think you've heard it. You were telling me earlier that you're looking forward to getting Alzheimer's disease so that you can watch all your favorite movies again.
Yeah, early onset dementia.
Yeah.
There are some pluses to it, some positives that people don't ever mention.
But how will you know which movies to watch?
I guess you're right. I should put them aside. I should make a little shelf.
Yeah.
Of movies.
But then, how will you know what the shelf represents?
I should staple my left hand to the shelf.
That's a good idea.
So I'm always standing right in front of the shelf.
You still might not know why you're standing in front of the shelf.
I will have some questions. Why is my hand stapled to the shelf? 201-209-9368. I'm offering my house if anyone can tell me the name of the song with the worst lyrics of all time. No one's come close.
Nina in Montclair.
I'll give you this hint.
Okay.
I'm going to give you this hint.
Hang on, Nina. We got a hint coming.
Before the show, to keep me honest, you asked me to write down the name of the song.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And here's your hint. I had trouble spelling one of the words in the name.
In the name of the song.
The name of the song. But I should tell you, it's not much of a hint because I'm a terrible speller.
Yeah, you're a bad speller.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Interesting because you're a professional writer.
Yeah. Well, without spell check, I'd be in trouble.
Yeah. Nina in Montclair, would you like to take your
guess? Hey, Nina, thanks for calling. You love the show. You love the show. You love the show.
I do.
Hey, thanks, Nina.
And I also was first thinking that the answer would be Hey Mickey by Tony Basil. But then when you said you couldn't spell it, I was thinking maybe it's Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba.
Well, I'm not familiar with either artist, but I do thank you for your call. Do you know these artists, Ken?
Tub Thumping is a good guess. Yeah.
Let me hear a little bit of Tub Thumping.
You may have heard it.
You're good.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. They're never going to keep me down. That's the main point.
That's the worst lyrics? That's pretty inspiring.
Kind of motivation.
Wait, those are words to live by.
Maybe.
You could tattoo that on your chest.
I would not, but some people maybe.
Some people maybe. No, when you hear the song that is the worst song ever written, you will call me back. You will apologize to me for wasting my time. 201-209-9368.
Thanks, Nina. Oh, I would love it so much if somebody won Andy Breckman's house.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, I would love it. Where will you move?
Well, we'd probably rent a buy a condo or rent an apartment nearby.
So Andy's given one hint, which is that there's a word in the title of the song that he had trouble spelling, but he's not a great speller. So don't overthink that. It doesn't have to be a really hard word to spell. It can just be moderately hard. Another thing is, remember where Andy's musical sensibilities lie. The 60s and the 70s.
I'm pretty mainstream.
Pretty mainstream.
Classic rock, sure.
Yeah,
the good stuff.
California rock, soft rock.
The stuff that's so good, you have to change the dial and listen to other stations if you want to enjoy it.
Exactly.
That's how good it is.
All right, we're going to Parsippany with John. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, John, you love the show. You love the show.
What's up, guys?
Hey, you love the show.
It's all right. It's all right.
Thanks, man. That means the world to us.
Thanks, John.
It's not. My name's not John, first of all.
Yeah.
We're going to call you John anyway.
Yeah. What the hell do you care what we call you?
You don't like our show? We don't like your name.
Don't matter to me. Call me whatever you want.
Okay,
exactly.
John.
The name right in the deed when we write it up, right?
You still want my house.
I Am the Walrus by the Beatles. 100% worst lyrics in any song.
I think you just got stuck on the Goo Googie Jube.
Oh no, the whole song is awful.
Sitting on a cornflake.
Waiting for the van to come.
You get a tan by standing in the English rain. That's brilliant.
No. Terrible. It doesn't make a lick of sense.
No, of course not. Of course not.
The song lyric that I have in mind, and I'll be revealing it in about 10 minutes. You will wish the song lyric I had in mind didn't make any sense.
Oh, it makes too much sense.
It's a relief to hear lyrics like surreal lyrics like I Am the Walrus.
Okay. Well, thanks, John. Not your real name. So we know now that Andy had trouble spelling one of the words in the song title. It's probably from the 60s, 70s classic rock vein, and it sounds like it's overly literal. I think that's what we have to go by. And if somebody can guess in the next 20 minutes, you get the deed to Andy Breckman's mansion.
Not just the deed, the house. Well, I guess it's the same thing.
Yeah, the same thing.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's the same
thing.
And
it's more than a house. It's really a mansion.
It ain't a mansion.
It's pretty close to being a mansion.
Well, by the standards of FMU DJs.
Well, you redid
anything with a roof that doesn't leak is a mansion.
You redid the kitchen. a couple of years ago.
We did a renovation. I think it was when I married Bethy.
I think it was $1 million renovation of the kitchen that he did.
I don't think so. $1 million renovation of the kitchen? I wish.
It was a $600,000 renovation.
Where are you getting these numbers? You're pulling them out of your butt.
Why is that a problem?
Well, just
I pull a lot of accurate stuff out of my butt.
The things we pull out of Ken's butt before the show. Oh man, you guys should come sometime. Come to the station before the show.
A lot of them are right.
A lot of them are right. And one of the things we pulled from his butt tonight is this idea. 201-209-9368. Tell me the name of the song with the worst lyrics in history, and you win my house.
Going to Indiana. It's Zachary. You're on the air.
Hey, Ken. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Zachary.
Well, depending on how you wrote it down, I'm fairly confident, just knowing your political awareness, Andy, that it's probably, is it Nixon Now for the Richard Milhouse Nixon campaign?
Was there a song? Was there a song called Nixon Now?
Are you thinking of Nixon's The One? That was his campaign.
No, Nixon Now. That's the 72 reelection campaign song. I thought maybe he had a hard time spelling Milhouse.
Who recorded Nixon Now?
I don't know if it was, I don't know if it's credited group or just, you know, the typical campaign for Nixon. But you got to play it. Chorus kind of.
You mean the campaign might have somehow gotten some artists together, studio musicians, and recorded it themselves?
Yeah, it's a very chanty.
Let's see.
You know,
okay,
feel like you're part of it.
Can we
group.
Hear it, Kenny?
Can't help but be a part of it.
Nixon Now. Nixon Now. Are there real lyrics?
Oh yeah. Nixon Now. That's just a.
Oh, amazing! I don't even remember
he
this.
Did, and
wow!
Got to bring him back to the White House.
Well, now it. I remember.
I remember the '68 song, which was Nixon's "The One." Wow, I don't remember this. This was the '72 Nixon.
Well, this is very utilitarian. I mean, it's very practical. It's almost like an ad jingle.
Yeah.
Well, I would say it's pretty effective.
And
like,
it was brilliant. He could have used it in any year. He could have run it.
He carried the country. He carried the Electoral College in his pocket. The thing
I thought
worked.
Maybe that's why it was the worst lyrics. You know, like I said.
I mean, because they were so effective.
I think he won. He won every state except for D.C. Right? I think McGovern only won D.C. or something like that.
I don't.
It was a pretty.
Yeah, it was a real landslide.
Landslide.
Okay. Well, thank you, Zachary.
201-209-9368. We're looking for the worst lyrics ever recorded. I mean, if you want to include advertising and jingles, I guess you could. But you've
just made it quite clear that it's not.
Well, the inane ones are often the inane ones are often the most effective.
You've made it quite clear that it's not a jingle or an advertisement. That it's a song, probably a classic rock song, probably from the '60s and '70s. Andy had trouble spelling one of the words in the song title. It's probably overly literal. That's probably why the reason that Andy thinks it's so bad. Not because it's too surreal or flighty. So those are the hints that you have for the worst song lyrics of all time.
And what's the prize? Tell them what they might win, Kenny.
Andy Breckman's palatial mansion in Madison, New Jersey.
My house.
6 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms.
Wait, what if somebody really guesses it? It would be like, remember the children's story, the fairy tale Rumpelstiltskin?
Yeah.
Where he said, if you guess my name.
Right.
Wait, what did he have on the block, if you guess my name? What was at stake?
Was it her freedom?
Something.
Yeah.
Or I'll give you this thing that could spin gold hair into gold or something.
Yeah.
But then the princess guessed the name, Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, only like 10 minutes left for somebody to guess the song and win Andy Breckman's house.
Wouldn't that be funny if the song I have in mind is Rumpelstiltskin by the Bee Gees?
Is there really such a song?
No. but what if I'm giving you this hint right now and you're not even biting?
I know you're not giving no hint.
Because I put my house on the line?
Right.
Wouldn't it be great if somebody wins house and I have to go home and explain to my wife?
That would be great. I would love. You'd have to record that conversation.
Oh, definitely. Oh, I definitely would record it. Because that's going to be funny. In years to come, we will laugh about that night.
West New York, Sharon, you're on the air.
Hey, Sharon, thanks for calling. You love the show.
Hey, sometimes I do and sometimes I don't.
Oh, man, okay. Welcome to my world. Exactly how I feel.
Wow, sometimes you love the show, Andy?
Oh, that would be great, wouldn't it?
That's
sometimes
saying a
love
lot.
The show, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Sharon, what do you think might be the worst song ever written?
Well, based on Ken's description, it could only be this song by Ken CC, I'm Not in Love, the worst one ever.
I just played that on my show a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, exactly.
I kind of like that.
No, I don't. It's not the one I'm thinking of. I'm Not in Love is I'm Not in Love kind of is as a...
It's a very whiny song. You know the one I mean?
Yeah, this is bad. No question, this is bad.
I like
Do
that
I win
song,
the
though.
Pool house?
No, I'm afraid not. By the standards, when I reveal the worst song, you'll agree. I'm Not in Love is like the first act of Hamlet. It's just
okay,
brilliant.
I might want to file an appeal on that, but I'll be listening.
Okay, okay. Thanks, Sharon.
There'll be no appeals. When I reveal the worst song ever written, everyone will just nod their head and say, Andy, we're sorry to have doubted you.
Going to Ontario, Canada.
You know what else is bad? Eddie Money had a song called Baby Hold On To Me.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad, but not as bad as my song.
Flock of Seagulls had a really... really bad song.
Pretty lame song.
Yeah, the one about like I traveled to the world and I had to come back again or something. I can't remember what it was. Ontario, yeah. Canada, Brent, you're on the air.
Thanks for sharing that, by the way.
Hi, long-time listener, return caller.
Oh, great. Thanks for calling.
Foreigner, Hot-Blooded.
Hot-Blooded. I know the song, Hot-Blooded.
Got a fever of 103.
Got a fever of 103.
I feel like I need a
Jesus, that really is terrible.
It's pretty inane, but I imagine it's pretty effective in the arena.
In getting groupies, yeah.
Yeah, and getting groupies to come backstage.
I feel really gross hearing that song.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Well, it's a masterpiece compared to the song I have in mind. But thanks for calling. We're at 201-209-9368. No one will object, by the way, Ken. After I reveal.
Oh, I think people are going to object. I just really want somebody to guess and win your house. Because it's not just a house. It's a swimming pool.
A lot of memories there. A lot of memories there, Ken.
It's a master.
It's going to be a hard conversation with my wife.
It's a little building next to the swimming pool. There's a building.
Beth, sit down. Beth, you know how sometimes on the radio I sort of go overboard? I sort of think it's funny.
Oh, you have a succus.
A succus?
Yeah. You throw in
a
that
three ring succus?
Yeah.
Are you trying to say circus?
No, succus.
A sukkah.
A sukkah. Yeah.
You mean for the Jewish holiday?
Yeah. You throwing that in?
I don't have one. I think we might have rented one once.
Oh. One time I was over there and you had a very, very elaborate sukkah.
Yeah, with a hot tub.
Yeah.
A lot of sukkahs don't have the hot tub.
Three stories. It was very impressive. But
yeah.
You rented that. Okay.
201-209-9368. So I'm going to reveal my selection in a few minutes.
John in Jersey City, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Fan of the show.
Thanks, buddy. Means the world to us, right? Right?
Yeah.
Whatever your name is?
Yeah. Ken.
Ken?
I'm Ken.
Yeah, Ken.
Yeah.
So my guess is going to be Excitable Boy by Warren Zevon.
Ooh. Really? I'm such a fan of Warren Zevon.
I can't, you know, like... He rubbed the pot roast all over his chest. He took a girl to a prom, he raped her and killed her. Took her home.
But it's like Werewolves of London. It's like he's trying to be a little off kilter for.
Yeah, I'm with him. I think that's it.
You think that's the worst song ever written? The worst lyrics?
I think he wins your house.
Well, I mean, worst song ever written is different than like the worst lyrics.
But Randy Newman has written profiles of deranged. Characters in his songs, and that's all that was.
Is it a Randy Newman song? Is that what you're telling us?
No, I'm just saying it's a device that it's a device that Warren Zevon uses, Randy Newman uses. It's kind of third person. It's a portrait of losers.
Exactly. What I like about that song, though, is like it sounds like if you're not paying attention, it sounds like an upbeat pop song. But if you like listen to it,
well, that doesn't make it a bad inane lyric.
Boy.
Okay, you just hang on. You don't go anywhere. You're going to hear the worst lyric. I'm going to show you. I'm going to take you to school.
All right.
Thanks, John.
You're going to know the worst lyric in the world soon.
It's our old pal, Metafunkel.
Oh, fantastic.
Hey, Metafunkel.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing? Thanks for calling in.
Hey, we were just talking about what a great time we had on the boat with you guys.
It's Metafunkel of Hyman and Metafunkel.
It's not so ungodly cold.
Yeah, we're gonna make that happen, right, Kenny?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And well, when we say that, of course, it means we're going to try for a few hours and then give up.
And then forget about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and then just move on. Now, what song would you say is the worst song ever written as far as lyrics?
Well, I mean, I agree with Andy that this is objective fact. This isn't subjective. And I'm going to feel bad taking Andy's house. I mean, maybe I could just move into the swimming pool house or something like that.
Okay.
Wow. Do you want to back out before I guess?
That's very generous of you.
I'm not scared. I ain't as scared of you.
Okay. He's offering you...
Porcupine Pie by Neil Diamond.
What is it?
Porcupine Pie by Neil Diamond.
Porcupine Pie by Neil Diamond. I don't know the song.
I don't know it either, but I can't wait to hear it.
Oh, yes, please.
Is it about a pie?
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of pie songs. Bob Dylan had the country
vanilla
pie.
Vanilla soup?
A double scoop, please. Ooh, yeah, this is pretty bad.
It's bad.
Maybe I want, maybe I won't, maybe I will. What's he gonna run with Will?
Tutti Fruit.
With fruity blue cheese. Wow. Wow, I think that's...
I love the part about Porcupine Pie.
Congratulations, Metafunkel.
That is, I think that it's is very not the worst song.
It's very generous of Metafunkel to allow you to stay in the...
I can understand Andy's mistake if he was unfamiliar with the word.
Well, I'm putting it... I have never heard it, but I'm now putting it... It's now number 11 on my list of worst songs.
Okay.
So
fair
it's
enough.
Made, it's made the top made 20. The
All right, thanks, Metafunkel.
Okay, talk to you soon. Okay.
All right, we go to Montclair and Jeremy. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? I love the show.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, that means the world to us. You're the fish we were hoping to catch.
Oh, well, thanks. So I was wondering if you had trouble spelling the word commissar.
I certainly would if that was in the song title.
Like from Der Commissar by Falco?
Do you know this song, Ken?
I do. It's a great song.
Well, this
is the German version.
This is not my style. Not my genre. I'm not familiar with the artist.
And speaking of Der Commissar, I'm Too Sexy also by Right Said Fred. That has to rank as well.
You guys have no idea. You don't even know. It's like you're playing in the minor leagues.
I'll split the house with Jeremy.
It's not even close. Guys, you're not even close. You're embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing me, you're embarrassing the station, and you're embarrassing yourself.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
Whoops,
all right,
sorry.
It's 5 minutes to seven. Here's what I want to do, Ken.
6 minutes to seven.
Okay, here's what I want to do.
We have an eternity.
I want to reveal the name of the song, and then here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to read the lyrics to the song and then play the song. May I do that?
Okay.
Will you allow me to do that?
Yeah, sorry, everybody who's waiting. I was hoping that one of you would win. Can we just get quick guesses from these last three people?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead while I bring it up on my...
Hi, you're on the air. What's your quick guess?
I would say Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin.
Immigrant Song? That one?
I guess I know it. I don't...
Hi, you're on the air. What's your quick guess?
My quick guess is Why by Hervé Villechaize.
Why by Irv Villechaize?
By the actor from
Fantasy Island or whatever it was. Hi, you're on the air. What's your quick guess? Okay. All right, Andy, go ahead. Reveal.
Hold on. Wait. Okay, I got to...
What the hell are you
here
doing?
Here it is. I'm finding the lyrics.
No, well, read the song.
Okay, I'm going to reveal the song. It's by one of your favorite groups, Ken.
Really?
Yeah.
James Taylor? I know you must be being sarcastic.
No.
The Eagles?
No. It's a Mike Love lyric.
Oh.
It's a little-known Beach Boys song. I don't think it was ever on any official release. It was, I think, on a soundtrack.
Wait a second. So it was never released?
No, I mean, it's on a soundtrack. Believe me. It was also in some anthologies. You'll be able to find it.
Okay.
I'm going to read you the lyrics. The name of the song is, do you want a drum roll of any kind?
I don't have a drum roll. No, I don't have a
drum roll. Okay, I'll wait for the drum roll.
No, it's okay.
I'll wait.
No drum roll.
I'm fine.
Okay.
You got a drum roll?
I'll get you a drum roll.
Fine. Okay, I don't need a drum roll.
No, too late now.
Okay.
I'm halfway to the drum roll.
Oh, fine. Okay. I just want there to be time to play the song.
Yeah.
The name of the song is, there it is. Got it. Do you know this song, Ken? It's called, okay, end the drum roll. Ken.
Don't announce it until the end of the drum roll.
Okay, but just end it because I don't know. You're eating up my time.
This is it's a long drum roll. You wanted a freaking drum roll.
The name of the song is, I'm moving ahead. It's a Beautiful Day. Do you know that song?
No.
It's a Beautiful Day by the Beach Boys. I'm going to read you the lyrics. Living down in L.A., such a beautiful day. The skies are clear. It's a beautiful day in L.A. Hold on. Kent, don't play it yet. People in motion. Our wheels moving in all kinds of ways. Indoors, outdoors, in the sun. There are people everywhere having fun. When the moon and the stars come out at night, we'll know what to do when we turn out the lights. The freeways are there jammed with all kinds of folks on their bikes. With fastball surfers, they're doing their lefts and their rights. Roller skating, jogging, or a fancy bike, you can get around most any way you like. And when the sun is down and the stars are bright, I can hardly wait to hold you tight. Riding the fast lanes and ballet in leisurely flight, people in motion. It's good time, sunshine, and you'll feel all right. And maybe even do an afternoon delight.
Can we hear the song now?
Yeah, worst song.
So you were having trouble spelling beautiful.
Yeah, I was. I spelled it 8 different ways. Ladies and gentlemen, the song with the worst lyrics in the world, bar none, objectively speaking, there'll be no arguments, there'll be no appeals. Wait till you hear this. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, thanks to Nick the Bard tonight. Thanks for everybody who called. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for RadioVert with Nicole introducing her new segment, A Listener Writes.
That's quite a shocker, proving Mother Nature still has charm. Quoting Mr. Charlie Knickerbocker, get in the swim and buy a farm. Acres of alfalfa, fields of clover, suddenly enchant our top who's who. So the moment all this row is over,
What say if we go hasty to farming? That's the passion farming. That's the passion of our great celebrities of today. Kit Cornell is Shell and Peas. Lady Mendel's climbing trees. Dear Mae West is at her best in the hay. Singing while they're raking, bringing home the bacon makes them feel more glamorous and more gay. They tell me cows when they're feeling milky all give cream when the milk by Wilkie.
Old farming
is so charming, they all say.
Old farming, that's the passion farming. That's the passion of the great celebrities of today. Yeah, yeah.
5 o'clock, the cock is crowing, though the frost is on the pumpkin. Back to sleep, you can't be going if you want to be a bumpkin. It's so chic for look or peek to take your picture with the Guernsey in the wilds of old Connecticut, or possibly New Jersey.
Muzzin' up the clover cussin'. When it's over, makes them feel more glamorous and more gay today.
Hard and Kaufman in Bucks County pulled a farming killadilla when they planted in their cornfields all their clippings from Joe Miller.
Farming is so charming, they all say.
That's the passion farming. That's the passion of our great celebrities of today.
Bernard Shaw doing turkey in the straw.
Don't inquire of Georgie Raff.
Caw-caw.
Why his cow has never calved.
Caw-caw.
Georgie's bull is beautiful, but he's gay.
Cow spray in the hay, take it away.
Mussing up the clover cussing.
Grown tomatoes.
When it's over, makes them feel informal and degagé.
Eat that wheat with your Greta Garbo feet.
The natives think it's utterly utter when Margie Hart starts churning her butter.
Farming is so charming, they all say.
Farmer had a cup of coffee on the porch of his house at 5:30 a.m., anticipating dawn. Surprised, then disoriented by the still black landscape, he scanned the sky for the first gray traces of dawn, but found none. Looking up at the stars pulsing in the vast darkness, he imagined that he had mistaken the time, knowing he hadn't. He sat in one of two chipped wicker porch chairs, his coffee steaming on the small glass tabletop beside him, and he waited for the light. Around town, joggers checked their watches again and again as they anxiously stretched taut morning muscles. Municipality workers looked askance at the undisturbed darkness, and early commuters felt an as-yet unrecognized disturbance in their routines. When the automatic lights of offices, malls, gas stations, and highways went out at 6, the town dimmed to a shade of dark it hadn't been for 100 years. No morning chorus of birds, no sounds of waking wildlife without the sunrise. And the town felt shrouded and lifeless. A startled giddiness struck as the populace rose in the dark expecting light. Phones buzzed with sleepy questions and confused exclamations. Families chattered nervously as they turned on lights and woke up computers for information, surprised that these things functioned, as if there were some necessary connection between the sunrise and the electricity that powers civilization. The streets filled with half-dressed residents quietly staring at the dark sky, having never seen it still cold and sunless so late in the morning. The fact that the sun hadn't risen by nearly 8 meant to most people in the town that a catastrophe was taking place in spite of there being no evidence of ensuing death. The internet choked with every possible angle and take on the failure of the sun as the expectation failed in distant time zones, running speeds slowed to a critical minimum. Early morning television had nothing to say about the ongoing darkness. It took 20 minutes past predicted legal sunrise for the first comment, which was a humorous aside aimed at the on-air forecaster who was the butt of so many broadcast prattle that no one eating their breakfast gave it another thought. But from thereafter, the news became more sullen, then grim, then hysterical. The townspeople reacted in one of three ways. Either they stayed home and barricaded themselves against whatever the ongoing dark was, or they actively sought an answer to the mystery and went out into the streets armed and skittish, or they ignored what was happening altogether and tried to go about their normal routine. Schools were closed, and so were most businesses, but places like the 7-Eleven remained open no matter what was happening, and so did tire and brake repair shops, as well as fast food franchises. The worse the job, the more tragic an event would have to be to get a day off. McDonald's closes for no emergency. Otherwise, the only people who went to work on Sunless Tuesday, as it was destined to go down in history, were bartenders, who know that when there's trouble, there's money to be made, tipping drinks. As people had taken three strategies to survive the event, so they would cling to so many more reasons for why it had happened. Because something sure as hell had happened, science was applied in all of its strains, from astrophysics to astrology. Hundreds of television channels broadcast men and women sitting in blue rooms calmly theorizing on why the sun hadn't risen in the east. Some claimed to have predicted the thing years earlier, while others declared it wasn't happening at all. Their supporters, whether locked behind thick oak doors or roaming the streets with flashlights streaming the news on their phones, nodded grimly at any hint that humans had somehow caused the ongoing darkness by meddling with the forces of nature. The religious became as fervent that this was the promised day of whatever doctrine they held to. It was the second coming, the final judgment, the consecration of the Holy Trust. It was Kali's triumph over Vishnu. Various sects roamed in sacred vestments, chanting, holding their signs and symbols of allegiance aloft. Places of worship broke out in bouts of violence as half-believers, long absent from the fold, fought to prove their faith. Under the flickering of malfunctioning streetlights, factions made up of neighbors and relatives were revealed while celebrating their cause and simultaneously damning their rivals. In the